Disciples in this manner, for many of them were suffering from fear and perturbation, fear that what was done to the Savior would be due to that would be done to them, and anger that he was not the Messiah whom they thought he to be. But our Lord comes to strengthen them, to indeed show them that he was truly the Messiah, and that he still lives and was very much present among the members of his mystical body. And so our Lord brings them peace, that peace of mind that can endure all things. For our Lord had to bring them this peace in order that they may begin to understand the things that he would tell them. Indeed, even the things that he would tell them at the end of today's gospel. For as long as they were fearful and perturbed of mind, they could not grasp the depths of the mysteries, nor complete the mission that they were called to accomplish for the Lord. And we see very clearly from today's first reading the eventual fruits of our Lord bringing peace to the minds of the apostle. When Peter would go out and preach the name of Jesus Christ, he would preach it in season and out of season. And when he first began to preach it, it certainly was not in season according to the dictates of the world. And so we too live in a time and an era when, according to the dictates of the world, it is not in season to preach the name of Jesus Christ. But we know that there can be no salvation other than in his name. And so we must go forth in season and out of season preaching that name. And indeed, when we live in a time and an era when those who think abortion is contrary to the good of the nation, or that the sin of Sodom should not be institutionalized and publicly accepted, indeed, when we live in an era when such thinking is considered to be radical, a radical form of terrorism, then we certainly can be assured that we are not in season to preach the name of Christ. But if we do not preach his name, then those things truly will become the law and the practice of this land and of all the lands and nations throughout the world. And so it is only the name of Christ that can bring forth a transformation in our society. And so our Lord would strengthen the first apostles so that they became thoroughly convinced that he was no ghost, he was no mirage, he was no phantom, that he truly had risen to the dead, and that his flesh could be touched as they could touch it before, and that he could eat and drink according to the lot of all men. And so he comes to them and touches them in a human way. And when he touches them in a human way, they begin to live a supernatural life. And so ultimately they would go forth and accomplish what the Lord would tell them at the end of the gospel, that they would preach repentance and the forgiveness of sins, and that his name would be preached to all nations and to all times, and it would begin with Jerusalem. And ultimately we know that it would cost St. James, that blessed apostle, his life as a martyr. It would eventually cost St. Peter and St. Paul their lives of martyrs, and all the apostles, save the apostate Judas and that blessed apostle whom our Lord loved, St. John, who was preserved from a martyr's death by a miraculous preservation. And so all the apostles who remained faithful to the Lord would shed their blood in order to witness to that truth. And ultimately, the shedding of their blood witnesses to that peace of mind that they truly had received from the Lord and Savior, so that they could go forth preaching the things that they now were beginning to understand, that he truly has risen, and their hope will burn bright, and all the hope of humanity will burn bright until the end of time, because Jesus Christ has conquered death.